knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's Dean. He's Dean. He's Dean. He's Dean. He's Dean. He's Dean.
He is Dean.
Dean was cooking this morning.
That's what I heard.
So was that guy you were talking about right before the news.
Yes, he was.
I don't understand, man. I swear to God.
But this guy doesn't. Wait, Dean, you heard part of the segment. I don't think this guy represents all men.
I don't.
Do you?
I can honestly say I've never done that.
No.
I don't know.
Not on an eastbound flight, anyway.
As far as I know, I've been on a lot of planes.
Yes.
I have never seen that.
Right.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just
right.
saying, and I'm nosy. I look around. I like to see what's going on around me.
All right, but if you did see it, would right. you say something? Because it would be hard to say something.
No, I would.
Excuse me,
to.
Can you take that elsewhere? What do yeah. you say?
Oh, to the guy?
Yeah.
I don't know if I think I probably would say something to the person.
Hey.
Because there are kids, you know, there's
sure.
probably kids around.
Yeah.
Not that it's that much more appropriate for just adults. Right. But
an adults-only flight.
But I would say, hey, what are you doing?
Dean, there's
and then
a new...
he'd tell you what he was doing.
But I would also, I think I would also, you know, ring the little bell. And
that's what he was doing.
Dean, I hear he was in getting down to business class.
Oh, boy.
That's crazy. Dean, I have a quick question for you. Before we get to the movies that will be coming out this weekend, I hope you saw the same story I saw this morning. There's a movie that Orson Welles made or started making 40 years ago that's finally going to be released, and I watched the trailer for it, and I love Orson Welles, and this looks awful.
I did not see this story, so fill me in.
He made a movie, or started making a movie, called The Other Side of the Wind, and Orson Welles, despite making movies like Gone with the Wind... No, he didn't make Gone with the Wind. He did Citizen Kane. I'm sorry. He had nothing to do with
that. I thought
Gone
you were
Wind.
Reading
he
that.
He saw Gone with the Wind.
Next thing you know, you're going to say that the Martians invaded Earth.
All right. So just if you just
hey,
make...
what's that Martian doing on that
right. That doesn't seem right. All right. So if you just make one movie and that movie is Citizen Kane, you're a genius. You know what you're doing. And he made Magnificent Ambersons. He made some great movies. But sometimes he got a little experimental, and he put together this movie called The Other Side of the Wind
right.
about a director making experimental movies, and people who saw it at the time went, this isn't good. We can't release this. But now they've re-edited it. They finished it. And like I said, I saw the trailer this morning, and as excited as I was to see it, when I watched the trailer, I went, oh, no, this doesn't look right.
Yeah, I when you said the title of the film, I had heard that story. I wasn't placing Orson Welles in the whole thing. So I'm curious to see it, but I have to say that I think Orson Welles' best work was his early work.
Yep.
I became a little disenchanted
yep.
Later on.
But how do you go from being, because, I mean, he was such an innovator and such a genius, and then as time went on.
Here. Yeah, I hear her.
What did you say? What is that?
Would you like a Chinese bun?
Chinese bun.
Is that code?
I think she was listening to the segment.
I think she was. I think she was. Was that our friend Ala La La La?
It is.
Yeah?
Is this what?
That one has mango.
We're on the air.
It's a bun with stuff in it.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Did you not watch my Around Town this morning?
Do you know we're on the air right now? Do you know that we're on the air with Bill and Wendy right now?
Hi, Bill and Wendy. I love you.
Hi, Anna.
I love you all the time.
Wow. If you want to just come on the show, we'll just have you on the show. You don't have to horn in on Dean's segment.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, okay. Did you take the Chinese bun?
Take the Chinese bun, Dean.
She
it sounds...
gave me the bun. And...
Oh, like a wow bow?
Yeah.
No, she was... Now she's opening flowers that somebody left her because it was her birthday this week.
Oh.
Happy birthday. La, 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 la. It is fun to do.
Wendy says happy birthday.
They wished me a happy birthday. Jasmine sent me a note.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, on our behalf.
Yeah. So,
thanks, Jazzy.
No, I was outside cooking all morning as Wendy.
I know, pork
mentioned.
Tenderloin.
And so I did not see. did
Are you drinking?
No.
Were you drinking the cooking sherry
Anna's
this morning?
Just making loud noises to screw
Anna.
With Dean.
Yeah, it's just Anna. It's like being at the theater and someone's got a bag of Twizzlers.
Isn't there a new sitcom called That's Just Anna?
Just Anna.
On the WB. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Quietly.
So, Dean, what were you saying? Giving us...
Oh, are you on the air?
Yeah, we're fine. We're fine.
Is this going on?
This is called a microphone that we're talking into.
Wow.
I don't know if you know how this whole broadcasting thing works. Or that every Thursday at this time, I'm pretty much here doing this.
Next time she's around town at the Galloping Ghost, I'm going to run in the camera and steal the shot.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Totally bust the shot.
We were talking about Orson Welles.
In this movie, I became disenchanted with his work later on, as he got older. So I'm curious to see what this movie's going to be about, but... I have to say, I'm not super excited.
It's a cast that's made up of mostly other directors. He's got John Huston playing the lead. He's got Peter Bogdanovich with a big supporting role.
I love him.
A couple of other directors that were in vogue 40 years ago. But I watched this clip, and I couldn't wait to see it because I've been hearing about this movie since I was a kid, and it just looked dreadful. I hope I'm wrong. I hope so badly I'm wrong. I love Orson Welles.
So self-indulgent.
Doesn't it
seem? I haven't seen one frame of the film. I shouldn't say that, but...
We'll see.
It seems super, super self-indulgent.
Is Paul Masson in it?
No, Paul Masson is not in it.
Isn't that the wine?
The man who made the wines that he would not serve before their time.
Right. No.
Are you drinking?
I wish.
No, none of that. All
I made more than just pork tenderloin this morning, by the way. I made three different kinds
salmon.
Of pizzas. I made three different kinds of seafood.
Leave the skin on the grill. Skin side down.
Yeah, skin side down. It's like super easy. People are so afraid to grill fish because they think it's going to fall apart. It doesn't fall apart.
No.
All the recipes are WGNTV.com/Dean's Cooking.
I did try a pork tenderloin because of you.
Delicious.
It is pretty good, yeah.
You know it's lower fat content
than chicken breast.
Than chicken breast.
Dean taught me that, and I made it, and everybody enjoyed it, just with garlic, olive oil, and I think salt and pepper.
I made one with all of that, plus orange marmalade, like an orange marmalade glaze.
Oh, that sounds
just
good.
Just orange marmalade right out of the jar, nothing complicated.
No pizza margarita, though.
No.
I did not do pizza margarita this time because I make pizza margarita every time. Larry Potash enjoys it, but I thought, why don't we do something that the viewers will enjoy and not just Larry Potash?
Yeah, yeah.
Screw Larry.
Wow. That was very telling.
Oh,
that audio
her.
Clip is going to last for
that
your
was very,
career.
Very telling. All right, we must take a quick break, and then Dean will come back
Anna's
and tell us.
Anna's not done yet.
About,
what do you mean?
Anna has more to
her.
Share.
Not done making noise yet.
Right. All right. So all things ahead. Stick around for all things. It's Bill and Wendy and WGN.
The horse one.
I want to eat this Chinese bun during the break.
Eat my Chinese bun.
Oh, my God. I can't handle it anymore. All right. Here we go. All right, Bill. We're chatting with Dean Richards and guest.
Yes.
Segment ever.
A very subtle Anna Balaval in the background. You can barely notice her.
She stepped away.
Oh, she did. Oh.
All right, hurry up. What
was our boss? Right. Our boss's off. She's giving one of those Chinese buns to our boss's off.
Dean, start out with, if you wouldn't mind,
Operation... She saw Crazy Rich Asians this week, so she's really...
Can I ask you a quick question about that movie, by the
way?
I don't think anyone expected it to do... It looked like a great movie, and I know your review of it was very favorable, but it was the number one movie the last 2 weeks.
2 weeks. It's made a ton of money. It's headed exactly down the path that My Big Fat Greek Wedding went down.
Yeah.
That it was a movie that everybody thought, so that's kind of delightful, and then went on to... maintain its position in the box office. I think it's still the number one independent film of all time in terms of total box office. And I'll bet Crazy Rich Asians, don't tell my Greek relatives this, is going to beat it in the box office because people are loving this movie. And it's you talk about a movie that's powered on word of mouth. Everybody's going to see this movie. They enjoy how funny it is. They enjoy how touching it is, how beautiful it is. How smart it is, what it represents in representing Asian actors and actresses in a way that they haven't been in decades. So, yeah, if you're looking for one for the holiday weekend, that's definitely one I recommend.
So that fear that has always permeated Hollywood where they say, oh, if we make a movie with an all-Asian cast or all-Hispanic cast or all-African-American cast, that's who's only going to see the movie. That's kind of fading away finally, isn't it?
I don't think it ever really existed that much. I think, as I've said over and over and over with movies that really have nothing to do with an all-anything kind of cast, it's all about the story. If the story's not there, it doesn't make any difference what else is happening, what special effects are there, what stars are in the movie, what their ethnicities are.
Yep.
I think it all comes down to the story. And this is just a really, really lovely, well-told story. Everything else is just, extra on it.
Right. Well, Dean, you and I prove that because, Wendy, I don't know if you know this, every Saturday, Dean and I go to see how Stella got her groove back. We've been doing that every week since it first came out.
Bill is I didn't know Bill was a crier the way that he
is. Oh, boy. Am I?
I wouldn't have guessed it, but, man, to turn on the waterworks.
Yep.
Opening scene, waterworks.
It's a little damp. It does. All right, let's talk about Operation Finale. What do we need to know about this?
This is the true story, a World War II story, about the capture of the Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann, very powerfully played by Sir Ben Kingsley in this movie. After the war, after World War II, he was one of Hitler's henchmen who got away and turns out was living in Buenos Aires. And he was tracked down by Israeli intelligence. And this movie is about a top secret plot to capture him and take him to Israel to face charges, to stand trial for his horrific war crimes. And Ben Kingsley is quite good in this movie. Oscar Isaac is one of the Israeli intelligence officers. It's a very interesting story. I vaguely remember the capture of Adolf Eichmann from reading in history books, but it was a good reminder for me that all of that happened. I thought the movie, though, really was kind of flat.
Hmm.
It was... I didn't find it overly intriguing, and normally I like these sort of historically based movies, and especially ones that are well performed. I think it's just the direction in this one that was not terribly interesting. I wound up giving it a C+. It's an okay movie. It's not a great movie.
How about the range of Ben Kingsley, though, to be able to play a guy like Eichmann and also Gandhi? That's quite a swing,
right? Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, he's and everything in between.
Those
are certainly the two extremes. But he plays everything else in between with beautiful sensitivity. You almost find Adolf Eichmann a compassionate and likable character in this movie, which I think is sort of the point of his portrayal, that he was trying to show an other side of this horrific war criminal, that there was a man behind it and that there was reasoning behind it. Not that any of the reasoning makes one bit of sense, but it's just too bad that the whole thing felt sort of two-dimensional and a little bit on the flat side. So Operation Finale is what it's called. And Dean's List C+.
I also want to mention Oscar Isaac is one of those actors who, if you don't know who he is, you should kind of pay attention, because he's going to, if he's not huge now, he's right on the verge of being huge, don't you think?
Oh, I think he's, he's in the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
He's in the reboot of the Star Wars movies. And, certainly from a pop culture standpoint, he is, certainly part of that. But he was in X-Men, Apocalypse. What was that jazz movie that he was in?
Inside
Llewellyn Davis.
You didn't know that off the top of your head.
Yeah.
You're on IMDb.
No, but I'm trying to find... He did a movie called Ex Machina... a couple years ago.
Machina.
Machina, right.
Machina was how you say that.
Yeah. Neener, 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 you got something wrong.
I did. I'm sorry.
I don't even know if that's right or not, but I just
believe you.
I wanted to make Bill sound wrong.
But no, I'm probably wrong.
I believe it's Ex Machina, but he was amazing in that. And
kind of a Steve Jobs character in that.
I don't want people to forget.
Sexy Beast.
Because he's been in X-Men and Star Wars.
Thanks, listener.
He's in these in some beautiful art films also that is worth seeing. So Bill's 100% correct. If you're not aware of Oscar Isaac now, you know, be aware. I think he's got a George Clooney quality about him.
Yeah.
Like super handsome, you know, rugged leading man kind of look.
Who can also do coffee commercials.
Does he?
No, but George Clooney does.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He does the Nescafe commercials. Yeah. How's the career going, George? He just sold his tequila company for like $12
billion. I know. He does all right. He does all right.
He doesn't need that. By the way, Oscar Isaac is going to be Gomez Adams in an Adams Family animation that's coming
out. Oh, I didn't know that. Even better. I like him even more now. All right, what about Searching? What do we need to know about Searching?
Searching is this movie with John Cho, who you may know best from Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
I love that movie.
Whatever that was called. I loved the, were there two or three of those now?
Oh, I can't.
Harold and Kumar movies.
Two for sure.
Two.
Yeah.
At least two. I can't remember if there's three. And that's really what the movie that put...
Cal Penn?
Not Cal Penn. Mm-hmm. He was his partner, but the actor who was on Broadway and Big Song and Dance. Neil Patrick Harris.
Playing himself in that movie.
Brought Neil Patrick Harris's career back from the dead in those Harold and Kumar movies.
Playing himself.
But
much like our last segment.
Yeah.
Where
Sorry, Dean.
The wording is so close.
I know.
John Cho plays a single father in this movie. His teenage daughter goes missing. His teenage daughter is played by a young actress named Michelle Lah. And he goes nuts trying to find his daughter, gets some help from Deborah Messing from Will and Grace, who really does a great job in a completely dramatic role in this movie. Trying to track them down. But what I thought made this movie so interesting is that the search in the movie called Searching is done online. It's a search on web searches and social media and FaceTime and Google Map, and everything is digital in this movie. So it feels like the premise, you know, a guy's daughter goes missing, he goes nuts trying to find it. Sounds like Liam Neeson should be walking in the door.
Yes, it does.
With his particular set of skills to try to solve
it. I'm going to find you and I'm going to kill you.
But it's John Cho who kind of breathes new life into this genre in this very interesting story, very well directed, really good performances. Dean's List B+ on Searching on this one.
Much better.
Yeah.
Dean, thank you so much.
Thank you for a very entertaining half hour. I feel like I was in a Fellini movie part of the time. Anna Balaval, but...
Right. Rightfully so.
On the radio. Leave me alone.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever happens, happens.
She's a half a block away from me in the newsroom and heard me just say her name.
What? Here she comes.
Here she comes, yeah.
No, she's in the meeting.
All right. We'll talk to you in a week. Thank you, Dean.
Have a good week. She's in a meeting and is still able to yell back at you?
She's in a meeting halfway across the room. She can still hear me say her name.
That's the talent of Anna Balaval.
She's amazing.
She's crazy.
Yep. We know. We know.
Do you need help? Blink once for yes.
Right.
Two for no.
John Cho is going to find you. He'll bring you back to normal. All right. Thanks,
Dean.
Have
a good weekend.
Help me.
Bye. All right. Shall we talk to Steve? You and I, Wendy, are headed toward the stream. The next hour, the bonus hour, can be heard on the stream. Please join us. We've got some good things planned for you.